This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yaku Human, who is the CEO at the Industrial Gas Users Association of Southern Africa, is on the line to unpack the nitty-gritty for us. Yaku, an absolute pleasure. Good evening to you.
Thank you, Nolatunde. It's nice being with you.
All right, Yaku, let's get right into it. Maybe starting off by looking at this gas master plan. And as an industry players, how have you received the documents initially? Are there parts of it that you're really keen about and parts of it that you might be concerned about?
The publication of the draft gas master plan is an important move by the state to formalize, actually for the first time, an official policy position. Right now and up to this point, the South Africa has not had the pleasure of a particular policy position on natural gas. So this is an important step. We have been fortunate to engage with government in the development of this particular plan over a couple of years now. And from our perspective, we certainly see this as a first step. It is in draft format, and it is open for critique. It is open for comment. So, and of course, industry will do so. What we see at the moment, to answer your question, of course, is that there are two distinct periods almost in the development of the gas landscape in South Africa. In the first instance, if you look more medium long term, we see that there's a significant reliance on gas to power, infrastructure developments, and of course the need for upstream exploration. South Africa, like its neighbors in Southern Africa, has got significant gas resources. And of course that move in order to capitalize and exploit those resources are very important from a policy perspective. What we do fear at the moment is, of course, the short-term solutions. The government seem to be putting solutions forward in the light of this particular gas crisis that we face. There's a gas cliff looming that means that gas will stop flowing in June 2026. And we don't think that the solutions, or we believe that we don't perhaps not fully understand the solutions that the government is putting forward, but we see a misalignment in the timelines and the particular solutions that that it is contemplating in the draft document. So we have to first bridge the gas energy security risk and find the solutions by June 2026 before we even consider the longer-term solutions. That is quite important from an industrial perspective and the sustainability of the manufacturing sector.
I must also ask you, Yaku, when we try to make, sense of where we are in terms of gas within our energy mix in South Africa, when we think of all the various pieces of legislation that speak to energy in South Africa here, are we speaking about it cohesively? If I think of just the IRP, document that was recently released, does that sound like the master plan? Are we, singing out of the same hymn book here and therefore certain about the policy direction we're trying to take?
We certainly agree with the policy direction that in essence states that there's a much bigger reliance on gas energy, number one, as a transitional fuel. But the Gas Master Plan document makes reference to the role of gas as a transitional and cleaner fuel for base load power generation. At the same time, it also references the need to do that in a sustainable environmental and socio-economic level. Now, we cannot only have renewables in the country. Our country is simply not set up for that. Many of the environmental commentators would push for only an environmental solution. But in our view, particularly in the industry's view, that is not a realistic solution. We need gas for power generation to move away and off coal, which is much dirtier. But at the same time, we also need to increase our renewable exposure, our renewable energy exposure. In the meantime, gas has got a significant role to play in, number one, power generation, but also in the sustainability of our manufacturing operations.
Yaku, the master plan, the draft, or I guess the plan right now, also makes reference here to, you know, the repurposing of retired Eskom power stations. Keen to get your thoughts here on these assets and their ability to, you know, be reconfigured for, I guess.
The big question here, of course, is timing, right? So at what point in time will these power stations reach its end of its life? So the repurposing of existing coal-fired power stations to gas, the onset of renewable energy availability, and the fact that people are buying less electricity from Eskom, I think all these things are in the mix. So if you ask me today whether that plan is realistic, I think one needs to have posed that question to Eskom, rather, to say, but at what point are you planning to decommission these coal-fired power plants? It is an option to repurpose them. But of course, you can only repurpose them if you have certain surplus electricity in the system in order to decommissioning these existing plants. At the moment, my view is that these power plants will simply be running its course. And at the end of that, there could be a decision to repurpose them for gas, or repurpose them and buy gas from IPPs, independent power producers, or from renewable energy.
The last time we spoke, Yaku, and I think you mentioned it at the beginning of our conversation this evening, this gas cliff that we're trying to avoid here. We know that we have to move today to be ready for, you know, what will happen in 2026. Are we moving today?
Well, it's very important that government moves together with the private sector. At the moment, it is not the case. The private sector is inching forward, trying to row its own boat, finding its own solution. But it makes it extremely difficult in the absence of government alignment, so to speak. We have been engaging over the last 6 or 7 months with government through the DTIC, that's coordinating a conversation with Eskom and the DT and the DMRE and all other state stakeholders within finding solutions. But it is not clear where we're going with this at present. But I can assure you that industry is certainly trying to find its own solution in moving forward on gas energy security.
And before I let you go, I must also ask you about, you know, just exploring gas here in South Africa, Yaku. This is a hugely debated issue here. We've got some environmentalists and conservationists who believe that we shouldn't, you know, be trying to tap into those resources. But of course, there's various thoughts here. I'm keen to get your thoughts on that issue here and whether this master plan does look to address those kinds of issues.
I support the environmental debate. But it has to be a realistic debate, particularly in the context of the South African economy as a developing country, or Africa as a developing continent. Now, I can assure you that there is such a global demand for gas energy that if South Africa is not going to, the global economy is simply going to move to other sources to obtain gas energy for baseload industrial requirements, for the exact same reasons that we as a country need it. So one has to simply this as an opportunity for the country, in my view. Gas is by countries are deemed as a green fuel, as a transitional fuel, but the debate has to be realistic. It has to be about the socioeconomic circumstances. You know, when you put 10 people in the room today, 3 to 4 of those people don't have a job. Mm-hmm. If you put 10 youth in a room, 6 or 7 of those youth don't have employment. We have to see energy, and we have the potential to play as gas energy on the global stage, as Namibia is doing at the moment, and of course our neighbors on the East Coast, Mozambique.
Yaku, a pleasure hearing from you, and we'll be keenly in touch as we see this master plan come to finalization. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Brilliant. That's Yaku Human, CEO of the Industrial Gas Users of Southern Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.